Father, I just thank you, and I want you to be in agreement. I don't want you to hear me this morning. You're going to hear my voice, a little southern voice, accent, but I want you to hear Jesus. I want you to hear the heart of the Father. So, Jesus, I'm just believing for the Holy Spirit who has anointed me to deliver what you would have your people to hear today, Father. Words of life. Words of life. Words of peace and comfort, Father. Lord Jesus, we thank you for sending us your Spirit, the Holy Spirit, who is the teacher of your church, who is the comforter of your people, who is the helper. Lord, I need help. We need help, and we gladly receive that help that you send. So, Father, I just thank you for it by faith that, Lord, you take what we receive today, Lord, and you receive it into your presence, and you just receive it gladly. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Joy. Remember, the fruit of the Spirit is love, number two, joy. Right after that's peace. And there's some more. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, kindness, meekness, temperance. That means self-control. I have to have self-control bringing my family to church on Sunday morning. There's just things going on. It's just the flesh, you know. Just because we're Christians doesn't mean we don't have flesh. And we got something to do with it. We got to self-control it. Amen. Don't put it on cruise control. Never put your flesh on cruise control. It'll do what it wants to do. And it'll go where it wants to go, and it'll have what it wants to have. You've got to take control over your flesh. Amen. Because it will satisfy itself if it can. The greatest word you'll ever learn that's anointed is something called no. Two-letter word, no. I will not do that. No, I will not go there. No, I won't say that. No. No is anointed. Amen. I used to not be able to say no. I said yes to everybody. I thought I had to say yes to everybody because I was trying to build this identity. I didn't want rejection of people, but I wanted acceptance. And a lot of times you'll say yes trying to be accepted when really a lot of times you need to say no. Because I don't need people's approval because I have God's approval. And the approval of men, if you're looking for approval, is going to get you out of the will of God real fast. Amen. And especially, you know, you stand in the fivefold ministry. I'm learning this and have learned this, that no is a good word sometimes. If it's from God and if it's the right word, don't look at their faces when you say no. They're like, I knew you was going to say yes to that. But see, I got to hear from God. You got to hear from God. Yes. Not every good thing is a God thing. But I tell you, one way you'll know is there'll be joy in it. We're talking about joy. Jesus, the joy of Christmas, he was full of joy and gladness. Man, everywhere he went, he was in the will of God. He was seeing people's lives change dramatically. Peter, same age as he was probably, fished all his life, all he knew, threw it down to follow Jesus. Man, Jesus had to have some joy. I just couldn't come open up there and say, Tammy, you want to come work with me? Boy, that ain't exciting, is it? But now if I could come to Tammy and say, Tammy, I'm going to take you to places that God has showed you in your heart. I want to show you some things that only God knows that your children can do. Can you come spend a week with me and let me show you something? Now see, that brings some more excitement, some joy coming in there. Jesus had joy. He knew where he came from and he knew where he was going. He had a purpose and it was full of joy. Amen. It took him to the cross and took him past the cross. Took him all the way past that cross. So let's turn to John chapter 15. The title of this message is Joy. The way I walk and the way I talk. There should be joy in your actions. There should be joy in what you're saying. If you're not, you're not experiencing the joy of the Lord. And it's not something you can just see somebody else have and you won't. No, it's on the inside of you. You got it. If you're born again, it's on the inside of you. But you got a purpose to let it out. Rejoice. The songs you're singing, rejoice. You start rejoicing to get into joy. John chapter 15. Thank you, Jesus. Man, this might be one of them pages. It might be tore out of my Bible. I got so many pages wrinkled. No, it's still there. 15. It's one of them good Bibles. They've been used a lot. All right. John chapter 15. Starting verses 1. Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes. Prunes are a good thing. I'm not talking about the ones you eat. It's okay to be pruned by the Lord. That means you're bringing fruit, and he wants to prune you just so you can bring more fruit. You're already clean because of the word which I've spoken to you. This is Jesus speaking. He says, abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. You can say, you can't have joy in yourself. Joy is not in me. Joy is in Christ Jesus. That's where your joy is at. It abides in the vine. Neither can you abide unless you abide in me, Jesus said. In other words, you can't bear fruit. Jesus said in verse 5, I am the vine and you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Or you could say no thing. I'd say no thing that's going to amount to anything. See, I was in the world without Christ, and I wasn't amounting to anything. I was doing all kinds of things. But in Jesus' eyes, I was doing nothing. It wasn't amounting. It wasn't going to amount to nothing. We down south, we say it wouldn't amount to a hill of beans. That's what I remember saying. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned, turned into ashes. But Jesus said in verse 7, if you abide in me, he's saying this abiding in a long time. You think we ought to just start learning how to abide. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. Here comes some joy. Ain't got to wait till next year. If we're abiding in him, anything we ask, whatever desire. By this my Father is glorified. See, God takes pleasure in the prosperity. He's happy when you're happy. He's happy before you ain't happy. He's happy, really happy, full of joy when he sees you experiencing what he intends you to have to begin with. Because he's happy, he wants you to bear much fruit so you will be my disciples. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you that my joy, here we go. Jesus is getting ready to let this joy be. He wants it to be on them, in them. These things I've spoken to you that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. I want full joy, full throttle, full throttle. I'm not an airplane pilot, but you don't want to be going down a runway and run out of throttle. You're running out of runway, you don't want to run out of throttle. You want full throttle, full thrust. That brings joy. If you run out of throttle, you don't have joy. You got trouble. You got trouble. Greater love, Jesus said, has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends, God's saying to you. You're my friends. If you do what I command you. See, not everybody that calls Jesus Lord, Lord is buddy-buddy. Why? You are my friends if you do what I command you to do. And his commandments are not grievous. What is it? love. Just love. If we love the way God loves, we'll fulfill the law. We have fulfilled it. Every law is based, is hanging on love. Every sin that you committed when you love is forgiven. Because it's hanging in love. That's how we fulfill the law, is love. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I've called you friends. For all things that I heard from my Father, I have made known to you. A friend has no secrets. A friend can tell you anything. Jesus said, everything the Father's told me, Tammy, I'm going to tell you. I've told you. Because you're my friend now. You stuck with me. Disciples, you stick with me. I remember a prophet by the name of Elisha that wouldn't leave the prophet Elijah. Stuck by his side because he saw what he had. He had some joy. When you couldn't get across the sea, the rivers, he would take his mantle down, the anointing that was on him, because he had somewhere to go preach, some good news to go. He had to get to the other side. Didn't have a boat. But he had the anointing. Strike those waters and the waters would depart. Elisha said, I want me some of that. I want me some of that. That's some good stuff right there. Parting anointing. Water parting anointing. But it had a purpose. Not just to part the waters. There's people over there that need to hear the good news, need to hear some warnings. Those prophets were sent to warn some people. Trouble's on the way. You need to be repenting. You need to get the word out. You need to repent. Do what's right. And I believe Elisha told him, if you want what I got, you got to hang around. And many times, he had opportunities to leave. He was tempted to leave. Something better was looking over here like it's going on. But he stuck around that man. And there came a time when he knew he was going to depart. Chariots of fire came and got him. And Elisha was right there. And he saw him leave, looked up. I'm thinking about when the disciples saw Jesus leave. Saw him, looked up. But Jesus said, well, let me say, Elijah, he's like, Lord, Lord, don't forget about me. And he threw that mantle down, that cloak, which represented the anointing, the power of God. Because he was operating. He was abiding. He was abiding with Elijah. He forsook family and said, I need to be around this man. I need to learn of him. See, this is a discipleship. If you want what God's got, you got to know him. You got to be discipled. And he got it. And he took it. And when he came to that river, he said, where be the God of Elijah? And he struck the waters. There he was. God proved himself strong. He stuck around. And he got what he was waiting for. I've been there. God's called me to stand beside ministers. Forget what I felt. I knew what God called me. I knew there's a calling me. He said, help him. Help him. All right. That's my discipleship. That's my Bible study. That's where I got to be. Don't leave. A lot of people left. I see a lot of people where they're at now. I thank God I stuck around. Stuck around. Just not what I want, Lord, what you want. And I think about Jesus. And the disciples were looking up. There he goes. Man, we did a lot of good things down here with Jesus. There he goes. Next thing you know, there's angels standing beside him. Why are you looking up like he ain't coming back again? What did he tell you to do? Why are you standing up here gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus you seen leave, you're going to see him come again. Get some joy going. He's coming back. See, there's the joy. He's coming back. Because a lot of times you see something departing, you don't have joy. But then he's coming back. And then that starts ranking up some. But what did he tell you to do? Get on over to that upper room and wait. Wait. For the promise of that anointed coming back. Remember, Elijah got the mantle. Jesus, the Father sent the Holy Ghost, sent him back. He never left, but poured out the gift so that he could come on the inside. No longer did we have to wear the anointing. It's on the inside of us. Jesus wants us to be full of joy. If we have his joy, we can become full of joy. Have my joy that your joy can be full. My joy is fuller when I'm prospering, when I'm looking, when I'm in the black and not in the red. The only time I want to be in the red is when I'm in the Bible. I like the red parts. I don't like red in my bank account. Amen. Just when I'm reading the Bible, I like the red parts. And it says joy is in the red part. These things Jesus spoke to us, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. How you keep joy full? Keep hearing the words of Jesus. That's how you keep your joy full. Because he said in this world you're going to have tribulation. But be of good cheer. Cheer up. Get you some cheer wine. Get you a bottle of cheer wine. Good old cold bottle of cheer wine and cheer yourself up. Say, Jesus, I need some cheering up. I'm going to get me a cheer wine and I'm going to get in your word. Next thing you know, you'll be getting joy. Because you are my friends. Ah, that gives me joy right there, knowing I'm a friend of God and not an enemy of God. You don't want to be an enemy. We can look in the Old Testament and see what happened to the enemies of God. David, we see what David prayed. We don't want to be an enemy. You did not choose me, Jesus said, but I chose you and I appointed you, Lewis, that you should go and bear fruit, Cindy. And we're not talking about oranges and apples and all that kind of fruit. Bear fruit, that your fruit should remain. Fruits of love, fruits of joy, peace. That whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another. If Jesus said it's a command, we've got to love one another regardless of how I feel. If I want joy, it's not a feeling. It's not based on feelings. And it's not based on what people are feeling about me. I can't reach out here and feel joy. But I can go in here and experience joy. Amen. I can't feel it, but I can experience it because Jesus said I got it. If he says I got it, I don't care what anybody says. I got it. Got it. I got it. You cannot have... Wait a minute. I told myself to read verse 11 again. I better listen to myself. Verse 11, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy, Jesus' joy, capital J, may remain in you, that your joy may be full. Say full joy. You cannot have a relationship with God and with his son Jesus and not be full of joy. You might say you are, but you ain't worshiping the true Jesus that we know. And not have joy. Because it's right there. If his joy remains in us, we will be full of joy. It's got to remain. It's got to remain. When a doctor's report comes, Marty, what do you have? Joy. That joy caused you to run to walk how far? A quarter of a mile. They're doing tests on her because they want to know why she's doing so good so long here on the earth. And Maldi knows why. Because of the joy. Because of Jesus Almighty on the inside of her. A quarter of a mile in how many minutes? 6 minutes. 6 minutes. Praise the Lord. What did they give you a grade? A, B, C, D? Well, Jesus would say, well done. Well done, Marty. Well done. See, that's a witness to the joy of the Lord. She's walking and she's talking because of Jesus. Because of Jesus. Enjoying her life. You go over to Marty's house, you visit her. If the sun's out real bright, you'll hear a lot of noise in the windowsill. Tick, 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 tick. And if you go over and open up the window, you'll see all kind of little toys. They're sun toys. They're dancing, they're praising, they're moving. As long as the sun's out, they got joy. All these little things. There's daisies, there's flowers. Her whole window's full of joy when the sun's out. What now?
What was that you said I didn't need?
You have to remind me. Which one was it? Yeah, he don't have no joy. See, I done forgot him, Maldy. But all those things are going as long as the sun's out. Jesus, we got joy. If he remains in us, we're going to be moving. We should be moving, even though it looks like we should be dying or we should be going under. No, He's got his hand out. So you're almost there. Don't turn back now. Don't turn back now. Don't stop now. Man, right here's your breakthrough. You're right there, almost at your breakthrough. Keep your joy going. See, the joy is what's going to push you forward. It's going to keep you going through all this stuff, right? It's joy, unspeakable joy. And it's going to draw people so you can be a witness. You can sit down and tell them about Jesus and see them get born again right there in your house or right there in your car. Don't matter where. Jesus is the way. He's the truth. And He's the life. And He's my joy. He's my joy. He's the way to life. He's the way to the truth. And He's the way to joy. He's in heaven. And He's not sad. See, joy came from heaven, was deposited in Mary, and Elizabeth experienced it. Even at the salutation, joy, a spiritual force went out of Mary because joy was conceived on the inside of her. Joy can change you. Amen. The joy of the Lord will change you. It'll change others around you. Your voice is ushering joy, speaking joy. If you're speaking life, if it's God's words remaining in you, when you speak, you're speaking life to people. They might not turn to you at a certain time like Elizabeth did, but you keep speaking, keep singing, keep dancing. Jesus is in heaven, and He is preparing a place for you, Brenda. Jesus is in heaven preparing a place for you. And if He has prepared it, that means He's coming to get you, because you can't get there without Him. You got to be in the vine. Amen. Can't get to heaven without being in the vine. So He's the bridge. He's the vine all the way to heaven. And He's coming back. He's not going to make something just to be making it. He's made something, prepared something to put somebody in it. See, that's His. We just read about that. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants so much that you're blessed down here. But He's got something. He's got something waiting for you too. Wasn't made with these hands, man's hands. It was made with God's Spirit. And the devil can't get there and steal it. It ain't rusting or corrupting. Metals up there, they don't rust. Ain't that something? Don't need stainless steel. It don't rust. What's it made out of? I don't know. I'll tell you when I get there. Amen. It's made out of spiritual stuff, spiritual things. Because it's in the kingdom of God. It's spiritual stuff. This is that came from the Spirit. That pew came from the Spirit. Everything we see came from the Spirit. Amen. It's up to God how He changes it, makes it into substance. This God's stuff right here. But He's got some better stuff. See, the curse is working in this stuff. See, this stuff molds and mildews. Cole, you ain't going to have to worry about mildew and all Clorox and all. We ain't going to worry about that in heaven. No more cleaning with Clorox. Ain't no mold and mildew up there. Because there's no darkness. See, mold has to grow in darkness. In Him there is no darkness nor shadows of turning. No mold in heaven, no mildew. That means if you're working for Killingsworth, you ain't going to have a job up there. But you got one down here now. You got plenty of mold down here. You're not going to lose your job down here. But when you get to heaven, you got to retire that truck. It can't come up there. Killingsworth. He's coming again to receive us so we can enjoy it. Enjoy what He's prepared. We're going to enjoy that. So why don't you go ahead and get happy now? Amen. If you're not happy, if you don't have some joy, think about that. If life's got you down, just go ahead and get a picture of when you get there, what all God's got for you. That'll get you happy. When I was a lost man, and I'm not lost anymore. I was the lost man. A lot of people say God found them. Jesus found me. Well, Jesus wasn't lost. I was. I was the one that was lost. He found me. Jesus wasn't lost. I was. When I was a lost man in the world, without Jesus, without God, I was always looking for joy. You're always looking to better yourself. You're looking for it. You're looking for it here and there and everywhere. You're looking for it in friends that you have, places they've been. You know, my family, we go to Disney World a lot. I didn't go back then. I didn't have kids. But there's fun in Disney World, but it's not joy. There's fun, excitement, but that's not joy. Joy is something you can't touch, but you can see. It's when somebody's living and they should be dying. In other words, all these different reports they've got, they ought to be just putting their hands, they ought to just be moping around, but something on the inside of them pushes them on. It's joy. And I didn't experience this until 18 years ago. I ran across, now I wouldn't say I didn't have opportunities. Opportunities were out there, but I had my sunglasses on. I had my dark shades on. That's the devil's glasses. Because, see, he was blinding me to the truth. And it wasn't a lot of things were my fault, but if you've never seen light before, everything's kind of dark, right? But there was still something on the inside always speaking to me. Even as a child, God's Spirit is there calling us and wooing us in different areas and stages of our life. But we make choices when we come to that cage of accountability to choose right or wrong, which is evil or truth. We make a choice. I made wrong choices. But I was looking for this joy in all the wrong places. I was looking in bars. That's where my dad used to hang out a lot. Looking into things I like to drive or ride. You know, if I could just get me this vehicle, if I could get that motorcycle, I could experience some joy. That didn't work either. At the bars, they called them happy hours. You go to have a happy hour. You know, you're half price on the drinks. That'd make a lost man happy. Because you're going to get something at half price. That was happy. But one day, 17 years ago, I met a man. I couldn't see him, but I met him. Who knew all about my sorrows. All about those songs I used to sing. There's a tear in my beer. Hey, if y'all got some age on you, that's called an old Hank Williams song. My dad was a country man. Played them old country. There's a tear in my beer. Yeah. I listened to all those songs. And they were changing me for the worse. Worse and worse and worse. But I met a man. He knew all that sorrow. He knew all those tears I'd been shedding and singing. And he loved me right in the midst of it. Oh, the midst of them all. That day became my happy day. When I just believed in this God I couldn't see and the promises, and I repented of my sin, of my darkness. I knew I was wrong, and I asked for some help, and it became my happy day. I got a song I want you to listen to this morning, and we're going to sing along with it. Ray Charles has passed on now. He lived to be 85. Terry, he sang a song called Help Me. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. He wasn't singing. He was blind. He was blind all his life. But that didn't keep him from experiencing joy that he could sing about. And not only did it bless him, but it blessed others who received it. So sing along with us this morning as we worship with this song.
It's all right to put your hands together.
Happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Savior is old and keeping. When
Jesus was.
Yeah, when he was.
Charles will return in a moment. Please revel in the voices of jubilation.
I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter, another helper, that he may abide with you forever. Full joy. Full joy. Jesus said, abide in me. You and me together, abiding with Jesus. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him. You know joy. You know him. You know joy. For he dwells with you, but he will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. A little while longer and the world will see me no more, but you will see me, Brenda, because I live. You will also live also, because he lives. The song sang about that. I will live also. And that day you will know that I am in my Father and you in me and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. And this is awesome right here. And I will love him and manifest. Manifest. Manifest myself to him. That means, that word manifest means cause to shine. To appear. To appear. To come to view. I see it. You might not see it with your natural eyes, but you've been praying for something. You've been believing for something. All of a sudden you see it. When you see it, that means you know it. Now you got to know him, and then you'll see it. You'll know it. It won't nothing. You'll be like that dog with the bone. Nobody's taking this from me. You know it. You've got it. You see it. And when you see that, it's going to manifest. So you've got to see it on the inside. That joy is not on the outside. You've got a joy in tribulation. Rejoice. And again, I say rejoice, knowing that you got it. You've got Him. You're abiding in Him. He's abiding in you. I'm going to give you the power. I'm going to give you the words to say. And then you speak it and then manifest. Manifesto. Then you see it. I see it with my eyes. That ain't the time to shout. You done the shouting. That's the time to just thank you, Jesus. That's the time to receive it. Then start believing for the next thing. Rejoicing for the next thing that you've been believing God for. Amen? Joy. Verses 19 again. A little while longer and the world will see me no more, Jesus said, but you will see me because I live. He lives. He lives. He lives. Because He lives, we live. And Father God reveals His will and purpose to us that we may be filled with joy. He lives. He lives. He lives on the inside of you. And joy. We have joy. There's joy. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. That same joy that Ray Charles seen, but his eyes were blind, is that same joy that lives on the inside of us right now. It's abiding there. But just like a good plumber knows, if there's water in the ground, I got to get it out. And a good plumber will get you in touch with a good well man who has a rig that taps into the source. Amen? It taps into the source. Well, you've got a pretty big rig on the inside of you. He's called the Holy Ghost. He's called the Holy Ghost. He's your tapper. He's your holy tapper. You tap into that joy through Him. And you've got to abide in the Word. Jesus is the Word. We've got to stay in His Word. But then the Holy Ghost, He's your tap. He's your spigot. You open Him up and you let Him out. You let Him out in your life, in your family, in your finances, in your darkest moment. You rejoice, you sing, you worship, you pray, and you ask for His help. He's the helper. When you don't know how to pray, you ask Him to give you that unction. There's times we know how to, we can pray the Word. There's good promises. We know how to pray. But sometimes we run against things we don't know how to pray as we ought. And Jesus said, that's why you've got another one just like me. I'm sending another helper just like me. He'll help you pray and get the right answer that you need. Because He brings gifts. You know, we're thinking about Christmas, all these gifts. We have all the gifts on the inside of us for every person that would be lacking that we come across. And it's the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Spirit. Because He knows how to tap in to the things of God and say the right thing at that right moment that can open up somebody's heart so they can have His joy. Amen. That joy that God so longs for us to have. I can just see Jesus as He wept over Jerusalem in the Scriptures. He wept. He said, He called Him, oh Jerusalem, why won't you come? I've got all this joy. I've been ministering all this joy, but you want to stay in your houses and lock the door. Or you want to have us put in prison and have us shut up. But they couldn't. They were so blinded by the world, by the devil. But there was some that would hear. There was a remnant that would hear. And they experienced that joy. And He called them friends. They're the ones that preached the gospel. They're the ones that 120, out of all those thousands, 120 came back. 120 disciples met in that upper room because He said, wait. Out of all those thousands, 120. What a low number. What a low number. But that 120, God poured His joy out upon them. And they came out different than when they went in. Amen. They went in believing. They came out knowing. We got to go from believing to knowing. I know whom I have believed. And they came out filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking and praising God and magnifying Him in tongues. And then Peter preached the gospel. Amen. That same joy, that same Holy Spirit's on the inside of us. And all we got to do is turn Him on anytime He needs to be on. He's always on. We just got to flip our switch. Amen. And stay in joy. Because we want that God's joy to remain. Amen. And this time of year, there's a lot of people that may look like they know what the joy of Christmas is. But if they don't have Jesus, they could say all the right things and then go out here and do like they're doing all the right things, but not be experiencing joy, but be right in the midst of depression. And God's going to give us abilities through the Holy Spirit to see those people and to know how to minister life to them. Do you believe it? That's the purpose He came. That's the whole purpose of Christmas, is to destroy those works of the devil, depression, anxiety, fears, because peace has came. The angels sang about it. Shouldn't we? Amen. Shouldn't we? Joy to the world. The Lord has come. Amen. Thank you, Father. Let's pray, and then we're going to, if anybody has personal prayers, let's just pray together this morning. Father, I thank You right now, Lord. We thank You, Father, for sending the Holy Spirit, not leaving us here alone on this earth, Father. And I thank You, Lord, for that joy. The joy that Jesus saw, He endured and despised all that shame and stayed on that cross and fully, fully released His blood so that we could be healed, so that we could have life eternal. Life eternal flows from Emmanuel's veins, that blood that flowed. Now, Father God, we are in that river. We have been cleansed by that blood, Father. We have been set free. And Lord, we're just asking for illuminate. Lord, we're asking for this joy that, Lord, that we have, Father God, that the others could be filled with Your joy. And we know it takes having a relationship with You, Lord. So, Father, we just thank You right now, Lord. We're asking You to show us as we go out into the world, Father, how we can be ambassadors and ministers of the gospel in specific ways, Lord. We're yielding to You, Holy Spirit, to move in our midst and show us things that only by the Spirit we can help others, Lord. That we can see things and know things and love people like Jesus, like You loved them. And we thank You, Lord, we have that power because we have Your Spirit on the inside of us. And we just believe we're going to do it, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Any prayer requests this morning? Anything that you need is here. That's the last song we sang. He is here.